He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, May the 16th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We now have a fairly good day to start off this Wednesday. Everything green on my screen except for crude oil. Right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points. That puts it at 24,740, and this comes after yesterday's, interest rate sell-off in the market. We had a massive sell-off in the bond market yesterday. The S&P 500 is up 6 today so far. We're at 2,717 on the S&P. NASDAQ having a good day. After selling off yesterday, the 8-game win streak came to an end yesterday. But now we're starting a new win streak, hopefully, here. The NASDAQ up 25 points this morning to 7,377. The Russell 2000 is up 7 points. It's doing best of all. I continue to see activity in the small cap stocks. Take note. Crude oil down 40 cents this morning to $70.41. We've got gold under $1,300. It's at $1,290. It's up 40 cents today. Silver is up 4 cents to $16.31. The dollar flat today. The dollar has cooled off too. That's also helping the market. That was part of that 8-day run we had there. The dollar falling back. Interest rates, looks like we're above 3 to stay now. We'll see, but we're at 3.07 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Sarasota is filling up fast. We are about 60% booked now for next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And but, you know, we'll be working tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, taking reservations for those one-hour appointments that we have some left. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. While we are in Sarasota, we will be at the Westin Hotel, the great big one right downtown on the waterfront there. That works out to May 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and I will have my planner with me. He is very sharp. You're looking to mitigate taxes, if you're looking for safe income, if you're looking for a big picture approach, I'm the guy that manages the money inside of your portfolio, whether it be for growth, whether it be for income and growth, whatever the case may be. I'm the market timer on the various asset classes. He's the architect of the big picture. So we've got some appointments left, but we're about 60% booked so far. Sarasota, downtown, Westin Hotel, right on the waterfront, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or on the website at GundersonCapital.com. Dallas is already starting to fill up. I believe I will plan a workshop. Today we're going to finalize that, and I will have the final announcement tomorrow. We will be in the Las Colinas area for the Dallas trip on June 17th through 22nd. I will also have my planner along with me on that trip. And if you'd like to book an appointment in Dallas, in the Las Colinas area, And I'm looking at a Wednesday or Thursday night get-together, a little meeting, little workshop on the market. I'll have details on that tomorrow. But if you want to schedule an appointment, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. The biggest news from yesterday was 3.08%. No, that's not the price of unleaded at the local gas station. That's the yield on a 10-year treasury. That's the biggest jump that I've seen in a long time. It slammed the bond market. Hey, don't say you have not been warned. And it slammed bond proxies. Don't forget that utilities are a bond proxy. Real estate investment trusts are bond proxies. Those are not good places to be in a rising interest rate environment. And yet, the asset allocation crowd, the modern portfolio theory disciples, continue to march forward to the beat of the same drum they've been marching forward to. It's the only beat they know. And that their formulas tell them as you get older, you should have a larger and larger percentage of your assets in fixed income and in bond proxies. Well, I say phooey on that, not in a rising interest rate environment. And I believe the modern portfolio theorists are about to get their mettle tested to see whether or not they can really withstand the phone calls coming in saying, why is my bond fund getting crushed? I continue to say that the worst looking charts in the entire market, well, I'll just pick on one today. The American, the bond fund of America. How much money is in that bond fund? I'm guessing a few billion, and it continues to tank. And what do advisors tell when their clientele calls? Oh, you got to stay the course. This is a proven theory over the long haul. Well, if you're 74 years old, the long haul, you know, it isn't going to help you. And there will come a time when the stock market won't be a very good place to be, even though it's been a great place to be for the last 9 years. So I am an active investor. I don't buy into this passive. I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I ignored the Kool-Aid that they were doling out in my industry that they've been feeding the money managers and the planners for years in this industry. You got to convert to passive. Then you can spend more time on the phones, calling people and getting new clients and doing sales. Well, I like managing money myself, and people usually call me. So anyways, I do things differently at Gunderson Capital Management. And if you're in the Sarasota area and you're in a classic asset allocation fund and they don't want to make any changes despite what's going on in the interest rate world right now, it's rocking your world. It's rocking interest rate sensitive investments. And it's only going to get worse. We're at 3.08% now. Jamie Dimon, who ought to have a pretty good feel for where the economy, where interest rates, where the market is headed. He's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Bank, one of the most respected bankers in the world, CEOs. He says get ready for 4% on the 10-year treasury. Well, let's not forget that there's another side of the street to be on in this thing. How about those sectors that benefit from rising interest rates? The financials benefit from rising interest rates. The banks benefit from rising interest rates. Isn't it better to be in the areas that benefit from these changing conditions? I mean, this is a major tidal shift. And I don't understand how my industry, when a major tidal shift goes on in the industry, in the markets, in the world, global markets, how they can't shift portfolios along with that. That just boggles my mind. Oh no, you got to be passive. You got to do nothing. This is the plan. This is what we planned years ago, and we need to stick to the plan. Well, I don't agree. Anyways, a lot of sectors do very well, thank you, in a rising interest rate environment. Boy, there's a lot going on in the market today. I've got a lot of stories. Bill Gross talking about higher interest rates. China using a lot of leverage in these trade talks. A lot of leverage. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In a bit, we'll be talking about one of the greatest growth stocks in the entire world. Company in the news today reporting their earnings in Sarasota next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com to reserve one of the remaining spots that we have next week. All right, China pulling out the big guns. In my opinion, China is using North Korea as leverage. That's my opinion. I haven't heard that really anywhere else. I've heard a few people maybe suggested, but I think that China pulls the strings of their puppet, North Korea. And I think in the trade talks between the U.S. and China, China says, you know, we could probably deliver a peace in North Korea and a dismantling of the nuclear capabilities that they're building over there in North Korea. If we can get a favorable trade deal, I don't know. That's just my opinion, because now all of a sudden, just out of the blue, I know the guy is manic, Kim Jong-un, but now all of a sudden he's put out that we want to, you know, take away his nuclear capabilities and wants to call off the meetings and everything that were going so well. And it happens to be right during the times that Chinese officials, top Chinese officials, are meeting with U.S. officials in the trade talks, which are tough. I mean, they're tough. It's tough slogging. We're trying to get a $200 billion concession out of them in the trade gap. We're trying to get some restrictions removed on trade of American goods going into China. And all of a sudden, Kim Jong-un kind of turns an about face here right in the middle of it all at the same time. China sold $2.5 billion worth of treasuries in March amid heightened tension between Beijing and Washington over trade. Can you imagine if China started dumping treasuries on the market, what that would do to our interest rates? The largest holder of U.S. treasuries joined other countries in selling long-term U.S. government debt with maturity over 1 year, having been a net buyer in January and February, where they were a net seller in March. But they're still, they have $9 billion. Oh, their holdings increased by $9 billion. China holds $1.2 trillion of our debt. And I'm sure they've got a little bit of leverage over us there also. Speaking of higher interest rates, 3.08 yesterday. We're holding at 3.07 today. We may have seen the last print below 3%, barring something calamitous happening in the world. Bill Gross on Twitter, he thinks that the economy, the U.S. economy, can't support a 10-year that would go above 3.25. Well, we'll see. I mean, Bill Gross has been wrong quite a bit, but he thinks that 3.25 would really, really hurt the U.S. economy. And at the same time, what do you think mortgage applications, what do you think are happening to mortgage applications and the real estate market? All right, now the 30-year mortgage is up to 4.77. 4.77. So we're up about 150 basis points, right? Weren't we at about 3.25 at the low? Now we're at 4.77. And guess what? Housing starts are unexpectedly declining in April. We were expecting 1.3 million housing starts. We only got 1.28 million. Building permits a little better than expected. You can't blame the weather. The weather's been pretty good. Maybe interest rates, rising interest rates, have something to do with that. North Korea, all of a sudden, expanding on its threat to cancel the June 12th summit. That was part of the sell-off in the market yesterday. When things go well for the Trump administration, and it looks like it will be smooth sailing for the next midterm elections and the next spread, the market responds favorably. And when Trump has bad days, when the administration has bad days, the market responds negatively, and it did yesterday. There were a lot of reasons yesterday, but I think one of them was all of a sudden this North Korea's about face. CNBC sees, Goldman Sachs sees a budget deficit unemployment divergence lifting interest rates. Oh boy, more pressure on interest rates, just what we need. Well, I mean, a low unemployment rate means that you're going to have to pay up to get people to jump ship or to go to work for you. That means there's upwards pressure on wages. At the same time, we have got a huge budget deficit. This is a phenomenon we haven't seen since World War II. Unemployment rate is falling. The U.S. deficit is swelling. And they believe we're headed for 3.60% on interest rates. Europe, the Eurozone inflation continues to slow down. We're still not seeing any inflation as we look around the world, unless you're in Venezuela. They have inflation every day. Eurozone GDP growth slows in the first quarter. You know, it's been my observation, monetary policy alone will get you about 2% growth, maybe 2.5%, and that's what they continue to get as they continue to have the loosest monetary policy, them and Japan. And Japan's getting even slower growth than that. They need a good dose of fiscal stimulus, but that will never happen. Even Japan's economic growth streak has been snapped. Marks the end of 8 straight quarters of GDP expansion. All of a sudden, their economy shrank by 0.6% on an annualized basis in Q1. The NAFTA talks ticking down. I think tomorrow's the deadline. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Further complicating talks are Mexico's presidential election, which is less than 7 weeks away, as well as impending steel and aluminum tariffs. Gold drops to the lowest settlement of the year. Where's Peter Schiff when we need him? I haven't seen Peter Schiff on the TV for a long time. I think he's lost a lot of credibility. I think a lot of the gold bugs have lost a lot of credibility. Oh, they may be right at some point in the future, but you've got to wait until that future starts to happen because they've been wrong for a long, long time. Gold yesterday, 1,290. It broke below its 200-day moving average as Treasury yields chase investors away from gold. So there's another asset that doesn't do exactly well in a rising interest rate environment. When we come back, I want to talk about one of the greatest growth stocks in the world today. And no, it's not Kimberly Clark. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now radio hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We have an okay day going on in the market. The eight-day win streak is over. It was pretty much stopped in its tracks with a rise in interest rates from clear up to 3.08%. And that spooks a lot of investors. That's a pretty big rise, daily rise in rates. And don't say that I didn't warn you that it was coming. And if you have not gotten out of the way of the freight train coming around the bend, headed right for bond funds, well, what can I say? I would still get out of the way. I remember not too long ago, several weeks ago, where Morgan Stanley was saying, gee, investors should be all over this 10-year at this level, buying, buying, buying. Well, they were wrong, wrong, wrong. And I think they're going to continue to be wrong. All right, I promised to talk about one of the great growth stocks in the world today. Where in the world? You know, the greatest growth stocks are not limited to the United States anymore. We find great growth stocks all over the world. How about a $500 billion company that most people wouldn't roll off the tip of their tongue, like Apple or Amazon or, Cisco? $510 billion market cap company, $500 billion, headquartered in Hong Kong, provider of internet and mobile value-added services and online advertising. It's kind of a Google. It's kind of a Facebook. It's kind of a Yahoo, all kind of rolled into one. The name of the company is Tencent Holdings. The symbol, TCEHY. And you say, well, that's a bulletin board stock. Well, so far today it's traded 3.6 million shares, one of the most actively traded stocks in the entire market. It's a $500 billion in market capitalization. This is a stock that went public in 2009. Boy, that was a good time to go public, March of 2009. Excellent, excellent timing. April 30th, 2009. They came public at $1.83 per share. Very little fanfare. I don't remember it. Do you? Now it's up 30-fold. Okay, the market's up about 3 to 4 times during this period of time. And this stock's up 30 times. From $1.83 to $53.70 per share. What's been the driving force of this tremendous growth? Now remember, okay, when this thing started, it was about a $17 billion company. That's where they went public. Now they're a $510 billion company. They're one of the biggest technology slash internet stocks in the world. Facebook, by contrast, is $532 billion. So the same size, really, as Facebook. How did I find Tencent Holdings? I found it in my app. My app goes outside of the borders of the United States. It creeps down to Brazil. It heads on over to Argentina. It covers Mexico. We've got some Vietnamese stocks in there. We've got some Korean stocks. We've got Chinese stocks. We've even got some Russian stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. And I kept noticing this TCEHY. I said, what is going on here? Well, it's been a good investment for me. I continue to own Tencent Holdings. They're in the news today. They reported earnings. They even pay a little bit of a dividend yield, 0.2%. So don't buy it for the dividend yield. It's mostly been capital appreciation. How much capital appreciation? Well, from $1.83 in 2009 to $53.68 today. That translates into, according to the Best Stocks Now app, 5-year average capital appreciation return of 48% per year. During that same period of time, that Tencent Holdings has been moving at 48 miles per hour, the market's been moving at 10 miles per hour. Over the last 3 years, TCEHY has been moving at 36% per year. That's total return, average, 3 years, average annual return versus the market, which is about 12. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 60%, while the market's up 13%. It's one of the largest holdings at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in both of my growth portfolios. I own it in the Premier Growth Portfolio, and I own it in the Ultra Growth Portfolio. Now, what about valuation, Bill? Well, okay, what about valuation? I had to do my own numbers. Actually, there's public numbers out there now on Tencent Holdings. The stock is currently trading at 29 times forward earnings. And while that may seem expensive, we have a market that's currently trading at 16.5 times forward earnings. Tencent has been growing over the last 5 years by 33% per year. In addition to that, TCEHY is expected to continue to grow by 28% per year over the next 5 years. That means that the PEG ratio right now, this is comparing the forward PE ratio to the expected 5-year growth rate, I get a PEG ratio of 1.06, just over 1. So you've got a stock that's trading right around its growth rate, which for a growth at a reasonable price investor, that's our wheelhouse there. We like stocks in that range. Little bit of a dividend, 0.2%. When I take those earnings estimates of $1.81 next year, I grow them out over the next 5 years. I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for an internet-type stock like this, mega-cap giant technology company. I come up with a target price of $99 per share. The stock is currently trading at $53.68. When we take into account the valuation of the shares right now and the momentum of the shares, the performance of the shares, I mean, look at these numbers. The stock was up 115% last year. In 2013, it was up 101%. In 2012, it was up 65%. No guarantees going forward. This is on the riskier side of things in the mega cap world. But they've got some pretty good numbers that they've put up. 9 months ago, this stock was ranked at number 19 overall out of 5,550 in my app. My app doesn't care about politics. It doesn't care about trade talks. It doesn't care about interest rates. Just the facts, just the numbers. It takes the emotion out of the equation. 2 months ago, it was ranked number 158. I've owned Tencent for quite some time. I did sell it for a while, got back into it fairly soon. I regretted selling it. Today it's ranked number 300 out of 5,552. It has that coveted B-plus grade. I look at stocks that are B-plus rated or better on a daily basis. And I continue to have a large position in TCEHY. Am I recommending this stock? Absolutely not. Am I using it as an example of what I consider to be a superior growth stock in today's world? Absolutely. What category does it fit in? It's not an income producer. It's not a little small startup anymore. This is a mega cap growth company. No wonder I own it in my premier growth portfolio, along with about 30 other stocks in said portfolio. That portfolio is having a very good year. You could sit down with me next week, and we'll talk about what your main objective is. Is your main objective still growth? Well, if it is, you want to own the best out there. If your objective is income, well, you want to avoid the bond market and go another direction for income in today's world. Next week, Sarasota, give us a call, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, I want to talk a little bit. There was a major Supreme Court decision as it relates to sports betting. And I think there could be some big, big winners because of this. Scientific Games, SGMS, as yesterday's Supreme Court decision on sports betting will potentially bring about the greatest wave of gaming expansion in the U.S. in the past 20 years. Scientific Games says it's uniquely equipped to help its customers capitalize on the new sports betting opportunity as an end-to-end supplier. Scientific Games plans to hit the ground running with an open bet product suite and integrated systems technology. Meanwhile, Scientific Games Digital has already begun the certification process with New Jersey regulators. Well, that is SGMS. That they've been a major player in sports betting, lottery. My problem, they've never been profitable, but maybe. Now, they make the equipment. They're the picks and shovels in all of this. Another one that is hitting the ground running that I've talked about recently is Churchill Downs. And that stock is breaking out today to a new 52-week high. That's a beautiful chart. And I've talked about how if you look it up on the Best Stocks Now app, CHDN, don't think of it as just the Twin Spires and the Kentucky Derby. They're engaged in pari-mutuel horse racing, casino gaming, entertainment, simulcast feeds of races. Churchill Downs announces signing a deal with Golden Nugget to enter into the New Jersey real money online gaming and sports betting market. The company is targeting accepting wagers on iGaming and sports in quarter one of 2019. On a broader scale, Churchill Downs announced a strategic partnership with SBT Tech. Well, SB, that's Scientific Games, I believe, to utilize their integrated technology platform for its iGaming and sports betting operations. So those are two major players here, Churchill Downs and Scientific Games. We have the unique opportunity to leverage our knowledge and experience operating the largest legal online horse wagering business in the U.S. as we enter the iGaming and sports betting market, says Churchill Downs CEO Bill Karstnagin. Well, keep your eye on those two stocks. I see Churchill Downs breaking out. It's a small cap. It's $4.1 billion, headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. Where else? But that stock I brought to your attention here recently around Kentucky Derby time. I said, you know what? This stock in the Best Stock Now app, I've been to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs is currently ranked CHDN number 422 overall. It was up to 300, but I got to believe, I've got to probably update my valuation on the shares because now they're starting to price in the opportunity that's out there. Let's see where Scientific Games, which is much riskier because they don't quite have the earnings. Churchill Downs is an earnings machine. I've certainly contributed to their earnings over the years. Scientific Games, on the other hand, is currently ranked number 81 out of 5,552 in the Best Stocks Now app. A few other little odds and ends here in the market today. I noticed one that caught my eye here. SunTrust Bank, which is real big in the Southeast, they call Scott's Miracle-Gro. Now, I've used plenty of their products on my tomatoes. Scott's Miracle-Gro moves higher after SunTrust Bank upgrades the shares to buy with a $100 price target, calling it the best cannabis play. Well, I guess, you know, you're growing big tomato. You want bigger tomatoes, you use Scott's Miracle-Gro, I guess. You want bigger leaves or whatever it is, Scott's Miracle-Gro inside a lot of these hothouses where you don't quite know what's going on inside those hothouses. But they are using Scott's Miracle-Gro. Valero inks a long-term refined product supply for northern Mexico. We talked yesterday about how Valero was entering into the South America market down in Peru. I continue to own Valero Energy, VLO, in my income and growth portfolio. See, these are the alternatives to owning the interest rate sensitive bond market. George Soros adds to his stake in Aetna. Paddy Power Betfair. Now, that's a major player in Britain in the gambling industry. They are in talks to buy FanDuel. Now, Duel never did go public. It's still a private company. But Paddy Power Betfair is a public company. PDYPF. I believe that one is in my app. Let's just see. PDYPF. That means it's trading on the pink or the gray sheets. But no, I don't have it. I need to add it to the app, don't I? Paddy Power Betfair. Of course, Betfair is a very well-known name in the sports gaming business. What else? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Just one other one here that I'll mention. I noticed that a lot of these big hedge funds and fund managers have been dumping Apple in the first quarter of this year. Glenview Capital's biggest sell in the first quarter of this year was Apple. And, of course, on the other hand, that was Warren Buffett's largest buy was Apple. Well, that's what makes markets. You bulls and bears meet every day on Wall Street. Meanwhile, Berkshire doubles its stake in Teva Pharmaceutical. Man, I can't see that one at all. That has been a dull stock for years, but it's hard to argue with the Oracle of Omaha. Well, we'll be sending out the newsletter again this weekend. You can see how the portfolios are doing so far in 2018. It's a good year so far for us. We hit an all-time high at Gunderson Capital 2 days ago before yesterday's sell-off. We have been busy here at Gunderson Capital Management, and now we're headed to Sarasota next week. So we'll get busier. And if you would like a chance to sit down with me and my planner,
this show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.